Padre Pio lived in a time when communism and atheism were on the rise in Italy. However, despite the prevailing trends, many, even those in high positions, experienced conversions thanks to Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear the stories. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. One of the conversions that left the biggest impression on the Italian people was that of Italia Betti, a passionate communist. Before World War II, Miss Betti worked as a mathematics teacher at the Galvani High School in Bologna. But since she opposed the fascist regime, she was forced to leave her teaching position. She then joined the Italian resistance movement that fought against the occupying forces of Nazi Germany and their Italian fascist collaborators. When the city was liberated, Italia Betti led the representatives of the resistance in a spirited march against the Allied forces. Dressed in vibrant red clothes, with her hair flowing in the wind, tightly clutching a red flag. Now, Italia Betti was determined to outwardly represent her political ideologies. So when the communists came to power in Bologna, she boldly cut her hair into a short male hairstyle. And what was her favorite color? Well, you probably guessed it, red, the color of the Communist Party. She took her political passion to new highs, dressing almost exclusively in various shades of red, and she even had her motorcycle painted red. Can you imagine that? Being a fervent advocate of atheism, she strongly opposed religious education in schools, earning her a reputation as an enemy of the faith. However, everything changed one night when she had a dream of Padre Pio calling her. This mysterious experience prompted her to visit San Giovanni Rotondo. Upon seeing Padre Pio, Italia Betti felt an irresistible urge to confess her past. She decided to leave her political career behind and wrote a letter to the secretary of the Communist Party in her province stating, "I have found peace. Send my regards to all the comrades in Bologna and tell them that if they can and know how to pray for me." Following her decision, Italia Betti moved to San Giovanni and resided there until her death in 1950. In this new chapter of her life, she dedicated herself to prayer and penance, and she was eventually buried in the cemetery next to Padre Pio's parents. End of our first story. Our next story is about Fulgo Pili, a military leader from San Benedetto in Alpe in central Italy, who once accepted a challenge from a man called Signor De Pazzi, a member of the Italian Catholic Association. Signor De Pazzi challenged him like this: "If you have the courage, go see Padre Pio. We will pay for the trip." Fulgo accepted the challenge and shortly after set off for San Giovanni Rotondo with his party companion Luigi Bricolani. "I will return even more of a communist than before," said Fulgo as he boarded the bus. Upon arriving in San Giovanni Rotondo, they encountered an old party comrade who was sobbing uncontrollably because Padre Pio had kicked him out of the confessional. The next day, as planned, they stood in line to confess to the friar. But little did they know that observing them from a hiding place was Signor De Pazzi, who prayed without ceasing for the conversion of his atheist friend. However, he soon realized that both atheists left the confessional without receiving absolution. "It's all over," he thought to himself. But he was mistaken. The following day, both men waited again in line for confession. What changed Fulgo Pili's mind was that Padre Pio knew something he couldn't have known without divine help. that Fulgo had once angrily thrown a slipper at the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. When they were all back in San Benedetto, Fulgo humbly admitted to Signor De Pazzi, "I lost the challenge, but I'm happy I did." End of story. Now, some challenges and bets are better lost than won, as we see in this story. However, there's one bet in life with which you cannot lose. I'm, of course, referring to Pascal's wager. Perhaps some of you are already familiar with this famous philosophical argument that suggests it's rational to believe in God, even if there is no concrete evidence for God's existence. For those who are not yet familiar with it, here's a breakdown. Blaise Pascal, a French mathematician, physicist, and philosopher, argues that if you believe in God and live your life accordingly, and it turns out God does exist, you stand to gain eternal happiness, heaven, as a reward. On the other hand, if you do not believe in God and you live your life as if God does not exist, and it turns out God actually exists, you risk facing eternal damnation, hell, as a consequence. So to conclude, believing in God is wiser, since the potential benefit of eternal happiness outweighs any potential cost of not believing in God's existence. So may this video serve as a reminder that we are called to pray for the conversion of sinners, just like Signor De Pazzi from our story, that they may place their trust in God and find eternal happiness in heaven. As Our Lady of Fatima herself emphasized during her apparitions in 1917, pray very much, and make sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell because there are none to sacrifice themselves and pray for them. Let us respond to this call to prayer and intercession, knowing that our efforts can have a profound impact on guiding souls towards repentance and salvation. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.